Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great guest coming up for you this half hour. We're going to be speaking to recording artist Jay Dash. He's here to talk to us not only about his love of music and his own style, but also to introduce his new single, Transformer. At 20 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be delivering our quick and easy cooking tip of the day, getting us ready for the weekend. Again, a great show coming up this half hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, recording artist Jay Dash is joining us here live. Jay, welcome to Conversations Live.
Oh, man, I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate you for having me.
Hey, no problem, and congratulations on the single Transformer. We know it's off your brand-new album. We'll be talking about that a little bit more in a moment. But, Jay, when you look at this journey that you've been on, and I was able to rate your single on Amazon.com today, and we'll tell our listeners how they can get it there as well. When you look at what you've been able to do, the success you've been able to have, when did you first realize that music was going to be something that you wanted to pursue?
Well, I was about 5 years old, and I heard my sister playing on the piano, and, you know, she went over to a friend's house, and I crawled my little behind up on the piano and started playing what she had been playing, which was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And when my mother heard that, she was like, oh, man, this is crazy. You have to jump on that. I took lessons for a while, but then I ended up getting into blues and jazz music and, you know, did that for a few years, and that's when I really discovered hip-hop music, was around my teenage years. And once I heard that, I said, I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And so it was around 13, 14 years of age that I really started committing to, you know, learning the music industry and learning the music game.
Yeah. And now when you look at here we are in 2012 and you're being able to do what you do, your music featured all over the place, and then, of course, being able to be purchased, what does it feel like to see that begin at the age of five, that love of music, now progress to where it is today? What does that feel like for you?
Oh, man, it's nothing short of a blessing. I mean, when you really think about it, when you really have a purpose for your life and then it starts coming to fruition, I can't really imagine anything that's greater than that. So it's been an awesome experience, and more importantly, I've met a lot of awesome people, and God continues to bless me. So I just really continue to strive forward towards my goals.
Yeah. So let's go back and talk about, you mentioned the discovery of hip-hop, and as I said, we're going to have you introduce Transformer here in a moment. One thing I said in my review on Amazon.com about the single is it's one that I think both the guys and the girls would like. There's something really there for all of them. Do you feel as though you make music that is really for the people? It's not just for a certain group of people, but you make it really for all lovers of music.
Absolutely. And what really stands a testament to that is my first single, The WAP, which actually, you know, it went worldwide, but if you go on YouTube and you search for J-WAP, you'll see from ages 2 to 82, you know, black, white, green, yellow, it doesn't matter. Every person, every type of person is out there doing the WAP. So I really feel like I have a knack for making universal music and that people can appreciate of any age or gender or race or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And so with that being said, you know, as you're able to get the attention in the different singles you'll be able to do, there is, of course, the public persona that people get to know as well. When people hear your name, hear Jay Dash, what do you hope is the first thing that they think about when they think about you as an artist?
Fun. Definitely positive as well. I mean, I think it's one of those things that when you listen to my music, I don't even think people realize it at first, but I don't curse in my music. You know, I don't say anything, you know, degrading to women or anything like that. It's good, clean music that, you know, you would enjoy listening to by yourself. But as young people, they also enjoy listening to it with their families, and they can. And that's one thing that most people didn't understand at first, but then they've learned to appreciate. Like, you know, man, I can sit here and listen to this song with my mom and still have a blast. And what's crazy is that people are now connecting through that. And it's crazy. I hear people, you know, they comment or send me messages on Facebook and Twitter, you know, mothers saying, you know, I've never connected with my daughter like this until I danced to your music with them. And so they're thanking me for stuff like that, man. So it's just awesome. It's a blessing to be able to have an effect on people's lives like that.
Yeah, yeah. For those that are just turning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to recording artist Jay Dash. He's talking to us about his journey in music, a journey he mentioned to us. Started at the age of 5 years old, actually, listening to his sister play the piano, him then getting involved, and now to progress to develop his own sound. So speaking of your own sound, Jay Dash, how do you categorize yourself? You mentioned, of course, your love of hip-hop, but there's more than just hip-hop that we hear, especially in this single, Transformer. What do you hope people take away from your sound and the way that you define it?
Well, I define my sound as vintage, progressive, revolutionary, if that makes any sense. You know, I love having throwbacks to old elements, and especially the old blues and jazz background. Also, a little rock, a little funk I throw in there, but I also try to make futuristic music. I hope that when people hear it, that they just don't pigeonhole me into one specific genre, that they keep an open mind and an open heart when they're listening to not only the music but the lyrics as well. Because I make music that is like a journey through life. I mean, you have ups, you have downs, happy moments, sad moments. But what I feel like we lack in our society now is a lot of music that will get you through things when you're in the mood to listen to something happy. Or maybe you just lost someone. You know, someone passed away or something. Like, what music do you listen to help you through that? And that's the power of music, and that's what I'm really trying to push out there.
Yeah. So as we were going back, as I mentioned, the single that's out right now is called Transformer. We're about to have you introduce it, but talk to our listeners about the way it came about. Because, again, as I said, I think this is one that I think the girls will like to hear, but the guys will be able to say to them. So this is something I think will kind of get everyone's attention. How did the song come about for you?
Actually, I was sitting in the studio with one of my favorite writers, Lottie J., and we were, you know, I was sitting there making the music for it, and then, you know, she started coming up with a concept for the hook, and she started saying personal transformer, and I was like, well, let's take that and start flipping it. And then, you know, it really just came to being on its own. It took about 20 minutes, I'd say, to actually write the hook. I mean, it just sort of came to us, and it was real fun. It's a fun record. And then I actually redid the music with Mike Crumpus, who's produced, you know, from everybody from David Archuleta to Nelly Furtado. You know, he took and really embellished upon the music. And then we grabbed Laura Johnston to sing the hook, who's actually the daughter of one of the Doobie Brothers. And she sang the hook to the record and really brought a good, nice, soulful element to it that I liked. And that was it, man. It sort of came to being like a puzzle.
All right. Well, since we've talked about it, it's time to let our listeners hear it. Why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for us?
Yo, this is Jay Dash. You are listening right now to my brand new single, Transformer, featuring Laura Johnston. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it.
About you, it really turns me on. I don't remember feeling like this. It's like you got me feeling like I can make you hot. Shift gears now, I'm your drop top. So fast that we just can't stop. Say the way that.
Turn you to a lollipop and come up on a lick. Your lip gloss popping cause it's cooking too quick. I don't trust the copper, so I make you gold. I turn you to my ice, but it's way too cold. Hold that for me, you the number one man. Won't you blow that for me? 30 grand, won't you blow that for me? We can keep under the sheets and the wraps like the mummy. I'm Dash, the latest and the greatest ever was. Had the money, turn a homie to a cub. Flow like water, beats like a dub. If you put it in the middle, I can turn you into good. Would you like that? Yeah, would you like that? Turn your body to a flame, if you like that. Down in the mirror, put your left, would you like that? When I put my hands on, I can make you
I'm your person, a transformer.
About you. You in the food, cause it's all about you.
What about you?
feet up silk shit. Tend you into my skin, just so I can see you all over again. I'm trying to
call me your personal transformer, turn me into what you want.
Transformer here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We are speaking to the man right now, to Jay Dash. Jay, the single is available now all over the place, Amazon.com, iTunes. Talk to us about the album, though. What is the feel you hope people take away from the album?
Well, my album is called Tabloid Truth, and Tabloid Truth is really just a journey through life. The intro, the beginning song is actually called Life, where I actually travel in music through the life of a person, and it's one of my favorite songs on the record. But it really is like life. It has ups, it has downs, there's fun tracks, there's dance records, records to make you think, records to make you cry. I mean, all of it's on there. So, again, I really just hope people have an open mind when they listen to the record and really, you know, receive something from it.
Yeah. You know, I talk to a lot of artists on this show, Jay Dash, and one thing I'm always curious about is how success has either changed them or how their idea of what success is has changed. You've gone from 5 years old playing on the piano to now having songs that are available to the world. How has your idea of what success is for you changed?
You know, honestly, it really hasn't. I said when I started making music that if I could affect one person in a positive way with my music, then I would consider myself a success. And that happens dozens of times a day. And so I really feel like I am successful already. I think one of the powers that I have is that I'm content in any situation. And so I'm happy where I am. I love where I am in life. I mean, this is the only life I got. You might as well be happy where you are, right? So,
right.
I mean, I'm just really enjoying the ride. I feel like every day is a blessing. I'm getting so much love from everybody now, which is really cool. But I already feel like I am a success. So really nobody can take that away from me at this point.
Yeah. And with that being said, we're going to let our listeners know here in a moment, again, how they can stay in contact with you and also get Transformer as well as the album. What do you say to other individuals that are on the come up, that are looking at you and what you've been able to do and saying, you know what, I feel like I have a gift or something that I can offer the world? What do you say to them about that gift and the path for their success?
Number one, don't let anybody tell you what to do with your gift. You know, keep God first. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to get out there and make sure you have a strong team behind you, people that are looking out for your best interest. And I think that when you have those elements put together, you have no other choice but to succeed.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. You know, and I think, too, it goes to a bigger picture of how you see yourself and what you're able to do in your life. And it looks like you found your path. You found your calling there through your music and being able
Absolutely.
To share that with other people. Again, recording artist Jay Dash, everyone, the single you just heard was Transformer here on Conversations Live for our radio affiliate here at 92.3 FM and our online listeners through blogtalkradio.com. Jay Dash, where is the best place for our listeners to stay in contact with you and to find out about upcoming events that you have?
Well, you can definitely hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/TheRealJDash, Facebook.com/TheRealJDash. I'm on Instagram @TheRealJDash. It's all the same name, so just type those in, look me up, holler at me, I'll holler back at you, and you can always listen to me right here. You already know.
All right. Again, J-Dash, Everyone Transformer is the name of the single. It is available on iTunes right now. You can also find it on Amazon.com. As I mentioned, I posted my review there. You'll be able to find it there as well. Well, man, it's been great to be able to speak with you. Continued success to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
I cannot believe you are still playing that dang game. What are you, 15?
Girl, it's very rare I even get a day off.
If you think this is what I signed up for when I said I do, you're wrong. You dead wrong. Get ready, Birmingham. Quanta Bun Jones' new hit stage play, Game Over, coming to Carver Theater Sunday, April 22nd. Two shows only, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now for $22 at GameOverStagePlay.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us both on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad to have you here. You know, one of the great things about doing this show is that I have continued to be able to meet individuals that are empowering you and also trying to help you to reach your best self along the way. You know, I think all of this has really been about purpose and being able to find what your purpose is. If you're just tuning in, we just heard recording artist J-Dash be able to talk about his own purpose and how he's been able to find it. And I think the same has been true really for all of our listeners as well, to be able to find what their purpose is and to be able to live in that purpose along the way. What I hope for you as we continue throughout this show today and also going into the weekend is that you're able to find your own place. You're able to find where you belong and being able to live in that the best way that you can. You know, we all cannot be recording artists. I know that was not my gift. We can't all play music, and that was not my gift either. But I think to think that we don't have a gift would be to sell ourselves short. We all have something that we can contribute to the world, and that is what I think we need to figure out. What is it that we are bringing to the world each and every day? And that's what we can try to do for the rest of our lives. Keep in mind that at 30 minutes past the hour, where I'm going to be speaking with two individuals who have been on our program before, but they're back with us, Rebecca Faust and Lorna Stevens. They're going to be talking about their book, Godseed, here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.